From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Earlier, French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint session of the United States Congress. Mr. Macron touched on a number of topics during the address.
That is why we stand together in Syria and in the Sahel today, to fight together against these terrorist groups who seek to destroy everything for which we stand.
Macron also said that Iran would never obtain nuclear weapons. The Trump administration may be ordered to resume taking applications from DACA recipients and even start processing new requests from young adults brought into the U.S. illegally by their parents. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
U.S. District Judge John Bates in Washington becomes the third judge to rule against the White House plan to end the DACA protections for young immigrants. Bates says the decision to rescind the program was unlawful and must be set aside. He's giving the Department of Homeland Security 90 days to explain what it thinks is illegal about the Obama-era program. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As preparations continue for Friday's first inter-Korean summit in more than a decade, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said discussions on a U.S.-North Korea meeting are going well, but tempered expectations.
Then if it's not going to be fair and reasonable and good, I will, unlike past administrations, I will leave the table.
Mr. Trump said that what he means by complete denuclearization of North Korea means for the Pyongyang regime to get rid of their nuclear weapons. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. European Union